This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SNAP showdown awaits. Senate Farm Bill will omit Prop 12 and pesticide labeling. An ag labor bill set for June. A major fight on the cost structure of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will be waiting when senators return from a week-long recess on June 1st. A couple months ago, partisan battle lines appeared clearly drawn on the thorny issue of shifting a large portion of SNAP costs onto states as required by last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Yet, as the Senate gets ready to take up a farm bill next month, there are signals of potential room for some compromise. Democrats, including Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, said delaying the cost shift is necessary to ensure fairness and prevent vulnerable Americans from losing critical nutrition benefits. Senator Deb Fisher of Nebraska told AgriPulse newsmakers that Republicans are taking colleagues' concerns seriously. "We're listening to that and hearing their concerns," she said. "We'll see if we can work that out. I think it's going to be a big push, but I think it's also important that we listen and continue to discuss it." Senate Ag Committee members who met on Wednesday to discuss farm bill priorities had a robust discussion on SNAP, a panel member, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, told AgriPulse. He did not elaborate, citing the meeting's private nature, except to say that SNAP is a, quote, red line for him and fellow Democrats. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas has been adamant that reopening debate on the SNAP issue is a non-starter. The forthcoming farm bill proposal from the Senate Ag Committee will not include controversial provisions on pesticide labeling and livestock welfare, a panel spokesperson told AgriPulse. Chairman Bozeman brought committee members together Wednesday to discuss advancing a farm bill 2.0, which would tackle key issues not addressed in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The House passed its version of a farm bill last month. Bozeman, who has focused on advancing a farm bill in a bipartisan manner, outlined a plan to release text in June and hold a markup in the same work period, committee spokesman Sarah LeSure said. Given the 60 votes needed, he shared that while he supports proposals to reaffirm EPA's role in pesticide labeling and to fix a California Proposition 12 issue, those measures currently don't have the bipartisan support needed for inclusion, LeSure said. Senators will have a chance to add amendments on the issues when a farm bill is near a full floor vote. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says he did a final review yesterday of the committee's long-awaited ag labor bill with plans to introduce the bill in June. "I did a walkthrough on the text today. Very exciting," he told AgriPulse. Key target audiences will have an opportunity to, quote, their last input in on Friday before a discussion of draft is circulated to House members. The bill, which Thompson said was his top priority after the farm bill passed the full House, is based on recommendations from the bipartisan Agricultural Labor Working Group report. He has said the bill will be assigned to the Judiciary Committee. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. There is no signing date in sight for President Donald Trump's executive order to boost beef imports, that according to an administration official. that executive order, which would have suspended tariff rate quotas on beef imports, was supposed to be inked earlier this month, but received pushback from lawmakers and the domestic beef industry when they were briefed on the plan. The White House then said it was, quote, fine-tuning the order. Politico reported yesterday that the order has been shelved amid strong opposition from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska told AgriPulse in an interview he raised concerns with the administration as well. He said, we want to make sure we get the policy right. We need a bigger herd, and some potential disruption could make that more difficult. He added that he has had good communication with administration officials. I feel that our concerns are heard. But an agriculture industry lobbyist doubted that the idea of using imports to lower beef prices had been completely shelved. Nothing ever gets shelved in this administration, that lobbyist said. They noted it could be more politically advantageous to adopt the measure closer to the midterm elections in November to show the administration is doing something to address high consumer prices. They said, quote, I don't know why you would do it at this point in time. President Trump's Beijing visit last week yielded several deals, including commitments to purchase a minimum level of U.S. agriculture products over the next 3 years and set up new venues for collaboration. But experts warn that underlying trade tensions remain and may be worsening, teeing up further conflicts. They extended their technical pause, but we shouldn't confuse that with stability. At the word of Daniel Russell, former Assistant Secretary of State, he said during an Asian Society Policy Institute webinar on Wednesday, if anything, the underlying strategic rivalry, I think, is intensifying. The U.S. and China have deep systemic contradictions, the Asian Society's Orville Schell said. It's going to be very difficult for even the greatest diplomat to untie that, and I'm not sure we made much progress in Beijing in this past summit. Former trade negotiator Wendy Cutler agreed, calling the summit's deliverables weak. But the underlying tension doesn't preclude further deal-making. Chinese President Xi Jinping is slated to make a return visit to Washington in September, and several analysts said they expect more robust outcomes from that meeting. With its proximity to the midterm election in November, it might be the preferred timing for any major announcement, according to the co-founder of Asia Society Center for China Analysis. A lot of things might be by design to save for September. The start of the busy spring and summer travel season is here, with U.S. drivers facing the highest Memorial Day gas price since 2022. Nearly 40 million Americans expected to hit the highways and 3.67 million the airways between May 21st and 25th, a record if realized for the long holiday weekend, according to AAA gas price. This summer could be the most expensive at the gasoline pump in years due to the ongoing blockage of the Strait of Hormuz, according to fuel data firm GasBuddy. Prices per gallon could potentially hit $5, setting a new record average of $4.80 a gallon, exceeding the 2022 summer average of $4.43 if the strait remains closed, according to Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy's head of petroleum analysis, in a social media post Wednesday. Global oil market deficits will create a challenging summer season for the U.S. and other Western Hemisphere countries. Francisco Blanch from the Bank of America Securities told Bloomberg TV earlier this week. So not only are you paying higher prices, but you may have availability issues, and that can be a problem. On the ethanol front, U.S. makers of the corn-based fuel are ramping up. Production of the gasoline additive for the week ending May 15 was almost 10% above the five-year average for the week, that according to Energy Information Administration data analyzed by the Renewable Fuels Association. Here's today's final word. We have to keep in mind that it takes a lot of engagement especially between the U.S. and China, to get the outcomes that either country wants. We went many, many years here where there was zero engagement between our two countries, and that's a huge tragedy, especially for agriculture. At the word of former USTR chief ag negotiator Greg Dowd, he's now president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, he was discussing the outcomes of the bilateral meeting between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Newsmakers will be released today at AgriPulse.com. And one programming note, with Memorial Day Monday, Daybreak will be back with you on Tuesday, May 26th. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 22nd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Allen.